It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And welcome back to the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast. Today, Nick Saban hits the NIL on the head. Yes, as usual, Coach Nick Saban is right. And despite all the barking and chirping and woofing and whining you might be hearing about how Coach Nick Saban's remarks last week about the NIL name, image, and likeness money being turned into legalized bribery, the king of college football coaches was refreshingly honest and on target, in my opinion. Alabama's head football coach is now 70 years old, and like many of us from the boomer generation, he believes that a student's overall academic achievement, athletic success, and college experiences should be the most important thing in the long run. This new name, image, and likeness, or NIL money, now being offered to college athletes was initially intended to give highly recognizable athletes the opportunity to cash in on personal endorsements in order to earn extra money while in college. That idea has quickly morphed into a form of an unofficial third-party bank funded by enthusiastic athletic supporters, which is being utilized to dole out cash incentives to prospective and current student-athletes. Coach Nick Saban usually doesn't let his guard down when speaking in public, but this time, he really let loose with some on-target comments about the way some schools have opted to go with this NIL process. He said, quote, "I know the consequence is going to be difficult for the people who are spending tons of money to get players. You've read about them. You know who they are. I mean, we're in second in recruiting last year. Texas A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. We didn't buy one player, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are now doing it." The coach then added that Alabama, whose quarterback Bryce Young had his very own NIL deal for about $1 million last year, had 25 players on the roster who scored nearly $3 million in NIL cash. Nick Saban said that the NIL concept has quickly moved away from the concept of individual athletes negotiating for their own deals. "We have quickly morphed into the era of the NIL collectives." These NIL collectives, such as the one being used by Texas A&M and many other colleges, act as a third party in charge of collecting a pool of money from enthusiastic donors and then redistributes the loot to the school's student athletes for their agreement to, wink, wink, participate in certain promotional ventures at some later date. Welcome to the Wild West Show. Logical questions such as, how do these NIL collectives even know which student athlete they should contact? Or how much cash should be offered to any particular athlete? Or is the coaching staff providing any input? These all deserve immediate answers. And you can be sure that attorneys affiliated with each school are trying to design a nearly bulletproof plan to give legal cover to all parties concerned in this new process. Instead of going down that road, I was thinking we should consider the other side of this issue. How does a 17 or 18-year-old high school student handle making such a complicated decision? So let's come up with a hypothetical story. A high school star athlete's story might be something like this. Shreveport, Louisiana high school quarterback, we'll call him Herbie Heisman, has led his team to the state football championship last year, and he's coming into his senior year rated as the number one college quarterback prospect in the entire country. He's already received over 100 football scholarship offers from almost every major school in the nation. Herbie's family income is rather modest, which makes him eligible for most college loan programs. And Herbie's going to become the first person in his family to ever attend college, and they're very happy for him. A solid B student in high school, Herbie plans to major in business with a long-term goal of starting his own business one day after his professional football career ends. Herbie's family would like for him to stay relatively close to home so that they could attend home football games. For the average high school student who may only be choosing between their local state university and a junior college, this is even stressful and difficult for them. Can you imagine how hard it would be to be in this man's shoes? So let's morph back to the year 1970 and consider how this decision might have been handled then. The Herbie of 1970 knows that none of these schools is going to be on television every week, so his family won't be able to watch road games on TV. He's also uncomfortable with the largest universities being so big. He feels intimidated. And he liked how the coaches at a nearby mid-sized university made him feel. And they even promised to tailor the offense around his passing skills. Plus, the school was about 2 hours away from his family. So the Herbie of 1970 shocks the recruiting world and attends Louisiana Tech University. By the year 2000, here's how that same scenario may have played out. Herbie in 2000 is now watching ESPN's College Game Day every Saturday morning with his mom. They love looking at the big-time college programs and fan support as the TV show shifts around the country every week to cover the biggest college football games. With cable television, Herbie's already become familiar with nearly every university which has offered him a football scholarship. However, he's really fallen in love with LSU. The school's new football coach, Nick Saban, has really turned around the program in 2000. The school is almost 5 hours away from home, but it's still close enough for his family to come see most of the home games. So that's very important to Herbie of 2000, and he chooses to attend LSU. Now in 2022, let's look at everything which Herbie and his family must be considering. With this new name, image, and likeness NIL options available, Herbie is fielding texts and calls and emails and visits from agents who wish to represent him to find the most NIL money possible. Since he's tall, handsome, and has a winning smile to go along with that golden arm, Herbie is being told by some of these agents that he's worth well over $1 million in NIL money at some of the schools located near the largest metropolitan areas. And though he still loves his home state schools like Louisiana Tech and LSU, Herbie's favorite coach is Nick Saban, and he's at Alabama. Herbie wants to learn the ropes from the nation's most successful college coach, and Alabama does have a beautiful campus and a top-rated business school, too. Herbie also has received an intriguing offer, an NIL deal, from the University of Miami in Florida. And who wouldn't want to go to school and live along the beach, especially during the winter? Though it's far away, Herbie would have plenty of NIL money to be able to buy a house large enough to accommodate his whole family to come and stay for visits. And then there's Texas A&M. The Aggies football coach Jimbo Fisher has the program headed in the right direction in the SEC, and Herbie's recently learned that several other five-star high school players are signing with Texas A&M as the school's NIL collective may be the largest pool of money available in the United States. Herbie's had one agent tell him that the Aggies NIL collective is willing to pay like 10% more than any other offer he might receive from any other school's collective. In 2022, the 18-year-old Herbie Heisman's life has become exponentially more complicated than it was 50 years ago back in 1970. In addition to trying to figure out which of those colleges are best for him academically, athletically, and socially, he must now weigh the financial offers and obligations of any NIL deals being thrown at him too. He can use that money to help his family out and have enough to buy a few nice things for himself too. He's received offers from two of his favorite home state schools like Louisiana Tech and LSU. He also has an offer to go play for his favorite coach, Nick Saban, at Alabama. And he received that NIL deal and scholarship to go play ball along the beaches in South Florida at Miami. And now Texas A&M has come rolling in and said, "Hey, if you're willing to give us the last shot, we'll pay you more NIL money than any other school." Can you imagine that kind of pressure? Making such a life-changing decision about college is hard enough. Now, add those NIL aspects to this decision, and the 18-year-old Herbie Heisman could really use some financial and tax representation right now, too. So Coach Nick Saban was right in saying that the originally intended idea for NIL was to give individual athletes the right to capitalize on their perceived worth in the public marketplace. That would provide some students with a chance to add additional income beyond the value of the school's scholarship and support systems. Perhaps the NIL might replace the old long-standing system of handshake cash and phony summer jobs being provided by the university's most enthusiastic athletic supporters. By farming out the NIL process to third parties known as collectives, though, the coaches have given themselves an added layer of plausible deniability into accusations of cheating. The cash is being doled out to recruits via a mechanism over which the coaches, wink, wink, have very little direct control. And that's probably one reason why Coach Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M barked back immediately at Coach Saban for his comments earlier in the week. Coach Fisher did not deny that the sudden surge in the school's signing of five-star football players and their number one ranking in recruiting might just have been correlated to a Texas-sized pool of cash reserves, which the school's famously loyal Aggie network had been sending to the NIL collective to lasso the top recruits. When it comes to the raw number of enthusiastic and well-to-do supporters, Texas A&M's numbers are hard to beat. Don't feel sorry for Nick Saban in Alabama, though. As usual, the wily coach will learn to play this latest version of the NIL game and will remain successful on the field for as long as he desires to keep doing his job. Nick Saban pays attention to every detail in coaching, and you can most certainly know that he'll pay the same attention to the NIL collective game in order to outmaneuver his opponents, too. Just because a college has recruited the most five-star athletes, which is a very subjective rating, it doesn't ensure that that team is going to be a lock to become a national championship contender either. Many of the most talented athletes are prone to letting the attention go to their heads, and they've developed a sense of entitlement both on and off the field by the time they get to college. Time will tell whether Texas A&M's football recruiting success is going to pay off in an SEC championship team. College athletics are changing at warp speed. The chaos is going to continue. And in the end, the introduction of this odd new pay-to-play aspect of college athletics is going to be sorted out by either increased or decreased interest from the fans, the universities, and the level of television revenues to support it. But one thing is a guarantee today. The IRS is coming looking for their cut. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.